Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Call that number 3 times. The first time, like, I left a message in Spanish. And then for some reason, like, that voicemail says, puto, you know what puto is, right? Like a bitch. Like, oh, this is puto. Like, why would you have that as your voicemail?
In Spanish, it said, oh, this is puto?
No, puto. Puto is like, puto in my language is a food, a type of food. But supposedly that voicemail that they have set up, the guy says puto, what sounds like puto.
And then what does he say on the voicemail?
Like it's something in Spanish. Like you reach puto, whatever, and it's in Spanish. So he left a message in Spanish saying, what the fuck this is? He needs to fucking call me and he needs to stop threatening my fucking family. So, and then I was like, just keep trying.
Yeah.
But they don't pick up. So now somebody's either spooked because what the fuck is going on? Or I don't know.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. The person's going to...
Like, other things are, like, running in my head because I'm, like, with the names that you're saying, I'm, like, maybe it's, like, somebody's trying to, like, be, like, you know, try to be an informant or something or whatever. Like, you know, there were so many things, like, going on.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, too.
But then it's like, yeah, but then, you know, there's just people you could trust and people you can't. But then it's like, I don't know. I honestly, like, it's like aggravating me.
Hold on, if I'm on the phone, don't talk to me.
Be quiet. Hello?
Could have been someone reading the newspaper and playing games. And like I said,
you're playing with the wrong person.
Yeah, and I don't know how the fuck they got your name. But they didn't use a last name, so if they...
Exactly. It could be anybody.
It could have been another Katie and another Taco, or whoever the fuck they said. I don't remember the name. But the point is that they need to stop.
No, exactly. Well, look, I'm on the phone. Okay, I don't care, but I'm on the phone right now. So don't talk to me right now. Like I'm boiling still right now. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's pissing me off. Like, pick up the fucking phone.
Yep.
Like, now you don't want to pick up the phone? Well, you're stressed, so you don't want to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So it's one or two things.
Yeah. No, I got you with that. And I just, you know, fucking call it, you know.
Basically, you said, hey, you're messing with my family. And if you don't stop, we're gonna have problems. In Spanish. So whoever it is, they're gonna have a problem with us no matter what.
And they're gonna have a problem with me.
So what?
They're gonna have a problem with me too. I mean,
exactly.
Listen, whoever it is,
they're gonna have a problem with either one of us, or even if I'm in the mix or not.
Dude, you're coming up to my fucking mom on the street. Then you're sending letters to their house. Then you're fucking calling my dad's office.
The office.
Leaving messages. Like, that's three times.
Like, me, it was livid. My friend, I told my friend, and I was like, look, can you do me this favor? Because it's like, I'm not a guy, and I don't know if it's me they're talking about. And then he's like, that's some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry. No matter what, like, whatever it is, like, I'm going to handle it. Point blank.
Yeah. Well, I feel better. I definitely feel better. I apologize for not going and getting a Hallmark card, but I got a little something. So, traffic
sucks. It's like right now I'm about to go to, like, freaking, Like, I'm taking a Zumba class because I'm on edge. Like, you don't understand. It's like I want to punch somebody in the face so bad.
Picture yourself.
Like, one thing is like when somebody, I understand it, and I feel for your parents, and I care
come to
for
me.
Them.
Don't come.
That's
don't come
I
to my parents.
Bad.
Like
exactly.
Like my parents
that's
are fucking old. Like dude,
like,
it,
what
it
are you
just,
doing these threats? That's why. Like my friend understood in that part. I was like, look, you gotta understand. Like imagine like somebody doing this to my mom, somebody doing this to your mom, and that's when he had gone angry. He's like, look, I don't know what it is. I don't want to get into anybody's business. You know, but if they did mention your name, I don't like that. And it's going to be handled.
Good.
And that fact that nobody's picking up their phone now is like frustrating me. Cause
and
it's like,
there was no voicemail before. Now there is.
Now there is. Their next phone call is going to be the freaking, it's not going to be good in either way. No matter what way it ends, it's not going to be good for whoever is messing around.
No. I mean, it's, that's it. And listen,
I don't want any problems. Imagine, like, look at this. I'm taking up somebody else's, you know? Like, I don't even know what the hell is going on.
And the last thing I want to do is,
it's involved.
Some guy. The last thing I want to do is have some guy who's trying to extort money go to jail and then feel like he's sitting in jail because of me. Like, no, like, fucking just leave us alone. I'm not looking to send people to jail. It's not how I live life. I just need to. But it's going to happen if this guy keeps doing that. The police will get involved. He'll get in trouble. I don't want.
Of course, you know, especially you can't be calling somebody's business. Wrong with people.
Well, you can't be sending letters. You can't be showing up on the street.
But then it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what is this? Like a setup? Like, what are you guys, like what's
you know,
going
or
on?
It could be someone like thinking like, oh, I'm gonna, but the fact that this is it. The next step also, what I'm thinking is in a couple of days, I'll tell the person, hey, give me the name of someone in this family that owes you money because I'm gonna go pay them a visit. Give me a name. Is it my brother? Is it Robert?
And I'll take care of it.
Yeah, and I will see that if someone owes somebody money, they will pay, but you got to give me a name because you're talking to the wrong people.
Exactly.
And
frankly,
other
people
you're speaking.
Yeah, I mean, like, who are you?
Katie, I have cousins. I've got a huge family.
I gotta get in here. My kids are like, you know, they're sponges. They see everything, and I'm very upset.
Do you want me to try to meet up with you, or do you want me to just leave it for you to pick up tomorrow?
Yeah, if you can.
Do you want me to try to meet up with you?
I want to if you can, but if you can't, I'll call you when I get out of here.
Okay, I was just going to work out.
Yeah, I know.
Tell
that's
me,
what I'm trying to do because, like, I can't. I have to blow off some steam. Like, I can't.
Go work out and call me, and then I'll...
And I'm not the type to work out, imagine.
You what?
And I'm not even the type to work out. And imagine, I'm like, really, hold your sister's hand, hold your sister's hand. Bring the jacket. Hold on, I'm sorry. Don't ever let her walk by herself. You know that. You know better than that. Okay.
All right. Hit me up.
It's
let
okay,
me know
baby.
Meet you or you'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, we'll go. I'll call you
okay.
In like an hour. This is like an hour left.
Okay, call me in an hour. Bye.
All right.